Dreams, Secrets, Beautiful Lies.
What would I say? What excuse could I give? No, I can't say that. Anyway, it's too late. I've already said I'll go. Look, I feel guilty enough as it is. God, how I hate this creeping about and telling lies. Oh, come on. How could I have? How could I have? No, I'm sorry. I'm not in a position to consider moving to a new house in the country because, as a matter of fact, I'm leaving you next Monday. Perhaps I should have mentioned it before. Yes, I'm all right. It's just that I wish there was another way. Why does it all have to be such a mess? Listen, maybe we should put it off for a couple of weeks. Just postpone it for a couple of weeks. Oh, don't take it like that, for God's sake. Of course I do. Of course I love you. I was only wondering if it might not be a better idea to postpone it, just until this is over. I mean, I had no idea he was going to come up with all this. No, nothing. You know what he's like, he keeps everything secret. He doesn't even know he's doing it. He's always been like that. It doesn't occur to him that other people might have plans. I know, but it's just that everything seems to be happening at once at the moment. No, it isn't that. He hasn't a clue, I'm certain of it. But I sometimes wonder if Emily... Well, it's the way she looks at me sometimes. I catch her staring at me in such a queer way sometimes. I know, you're right. I know it's just paranoia. Listen, I told you, didn't I? Edward thinks she's psychic. You know what? You know what I wish? I wish she'd come round here right now and make love to me. Right here, on the rug here. I feel I just want to... This is killing me, you know, it's killing me. Sometimes when I'm at work or when I'm having breakfast or on the tube, it doesn't matter where it is, sometimes I feel I just want to stop whatever it is I'm doing and stand up and open my mouth and...
Mom! Mom!
Emily, is that you?
I can't find my parents' encyclopedia.
Have you looked in your room?
Yes, of course I've looked in my room.
I'll be up in a minute, love. I'm just on the phone. Listen, I'll have to go now. You are going to the party tonight, aren't you? We can talk about it then. I think maybe we should postpone it, just for a couple of weeks, until this is over. Bye. Who was that? I didn't hear you come in, Emily. You gave me such a fright.
I came in the back. Who are you speaking to?
You mind your own business who I was speaking to. Where have you looked for this encyclopedia?
Everywhere.
I'll bet.
I did.
Right. Now, where have you looked?
I just told you. Everywhere.
Honestly, look at the state of this room. It's a wonder you can even find your bed in it.
I already looked in the cupboard.
Well, we'll just look again, shall we?
Where are we going tomorrow? Edward won't tell me. He says it's a secret.
I thought you liked secrets.
I do sometimes. But where are we going?
We're going to drive out to the country and look at a house.
For us?
Yes.
Might we be moving?
What's this?
Oh, that's not it. Why might we be moving?
Edward wants to move. He says he doesn't like living in London anymore. He wants to go and live in the country with all the sheep and the insects. Oh, look. Is this it?
Oh, yeah. I never saw it.
You mean you never looked?
Yes, I did. I just didn't look there.
Look harder.
I did look harder. Maybe it wasn't there before.
Emily.
Who are you talking to?
Emily, were you listening to my private conversation?
No.
Because it's very rude, that is, listening when other people are having a private conversation. It's what they call eavesdropping.
I wasn't listening. I can't help hearing you if you're on the phone. Was it Michael?
No, it wasn't Michael. It was a colleague of mine from work. They're having a jumble sale and he wanted to know if there was anything we could give him.
Oh. Will you be late at this party tonight?
Not too late. Carol's babysitting and she's got to be back home by 12 o'clock.
Oh, no, not Carol.
Don't say that. Carol's very nice.
Yeah, she's very nice. She's just stupid, that's all.
No, she isn't. I think Carol's a very intelligent girl. Why do you say she's stupid?
Because she is. She says the Shroud of Turin's just some monk's rotten old T-shirt.
Who's been talking to you about the Shroud of Turin?
Edward. He showed me a picture of it.
Yes, I thought it might have been him.
It's Jesus' face after he was crucified. You can see it.
Yes, I know what the Shroud of Turin is. Why don't you ask Carol when she comes if she'll help you tidy up your room?
I don't want it tidied up. I like it like this. What jumble did you tell this man he could have for his jumble sale?
Oh, I haven't thought. A few old clothes. The table in the garden, maybe. The old washing machine. I haven't thought.
Don't give away the old washing machine.
Why not, lovey?
Because I don't want you to.
But it doesn't work anymore.
I know, but I like it.
But if it doesn't work, love, what's the use of keeping it if it doesn't work?
I like it for not working. That's why I like it. And you're not to give it away because it's not fair.
Emily, don't shout at me. I'm only downstairs. I'm not out in the street.
I'm not shouting at you.
Emily!
Go away. Leave me alone.
What's the name of the place again? There's 10 places here, all with identical names. Clunton, Clunbury, Clun, Clungenford. Clingenford, Clungenford, Clungenford, Clunk.
Clungenford. I've marked it with the traditional X. They want the Ludlow Road.
In that case, we should have taken a left at the last crossing.
I'll take the next one, we'll come to it.
There isn't one.
There's bound to be. Emily, what should you do if your ear goes bald?
If your ear goes bald? How can your ear go bald?
Edward, I am looking at the map and there is no left turn. You'll have to take the B4367 at Aston and turn left there.
How can a person's ear go bald?
What about that turn there?
That's a private road.
Are we lost?
Yes.
Not really.
In my book of map and compass, it tells you how you can point your watch at the sun and tell which way is north from the hour hand.
Come on, then. Which way is north?
You can't do it with this. This is a digital watch.
Well, ask it, then. Ask it which way is north. If they could speak, these digital watches.
Uh-huh.
Imagine that. She gets a wristwatch free with a 5-litre tin of engine oil. What progress we've made since the days of football cards and plastic submarines.
Yeah, the good old days. Head lice and rickets and powdered egg. No milk in your tea and the books printed on toilet paper.
The engine where we got this said it had one just the same. And it went for 3 months.
Yes, wasn't that wonderful? You see those hills over there on the right? Those are the Stretton Hills. And there's the legendary Wenlock Edge there. I was talking to a chap at the party last night who believes there's gold in Wenlock Edge. He was talking about buying it and digging it all up. Emily, you can see 2 counties from here at exactly the same time, Worcestershire and Shropshire. Emily?
What?
I've just told you a very interesting fact.
Yes, I know. Listen to this. 11 days. Give us back our 11 days. When England adopted the Gregorian calendar by Chesterfield's Act of 1751, in place of the Julian calendar, 11 days were dropped, so that Wednesday the 2nd of September, 1752, was followed by Thursday the 14th of September. How could they do that? Listen. This has given rise to a double computation as Lady Day, March the 25th, Old Lady Day, April the 6th, Midsummer Day, June the 24th, Old Midsummer Day, July the 6th, Christmas Day, December the 25th, Old Christmas Day, January the 6th. Well, how can they do that?
What's this in aid of?
It's my homework. I'm supposed to be doing this thing about calendars. This girl Sunita's doing about Indian calendars, and I'm doing about English ones. It's for tomorrow. How can they do that?
It means that the days between the 2nd and the 14th would drop from the calendar. Wednesday was still followed by Thursday, but the numbered days in between were dropped.
But suppose it was today, you know, the 10th of September, and in 1752. Well, how could it be?
Well, these days never actually existed, Emily. It's not as if they passed and then the government came along afterwards and took them away again. They never existed at all. They just never came. There was no today. There was no 10th of September.
There must have been. Otherwise, how can anything be real? Suppose when we look at the house and we decide to buy it, and then afterwards we go back and it just isn't there anymore. Well, how can we prove anything that happened today?
The calendar isn't such a very important thing, you know. All it is really is a piece of paper with numbers on. It's a tool for measuring time with, that's all. It isn't time itself.
Could they do it again?
Yes, they could, unfortunately.
But what about Christmas Day? How could they move Christmas Day?
Well, by pretending it's just an ordinary day. Just another number on the calendar. Not Christmas Day, just December the 25th.
But it's Jesus' birthday. That's why it's Christmas Day.
Yes, but you know he wasn't actually born on Christmas Day.
Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't born on Christmas Day, love. That's just a tradition. You want a left here?
He was born on Christmas Day.
I know it seems confusing, Emily. Try to understand there's no such thing as reality. It's just a word. People have to speak, and they need something to say, so they make up words.
Edward, for God's sake, I don't think you're explaining this very well.
Well, I should hope not. What usually happens, Emily, is that people agree to things happening without actually understanding why they happen. We accept things, and it makes life easier.
But it says here there were riots and people wanted the 11 days back because they thought the government had stolen them.
That's because they weren't very bright, love. They didn't try to work it out. You have to work things out. You have to get out your pencil and paper and work things out. You can't expect to understand things if you can't be bothered to work them out.
Look over there. That must be the steeple at Hewley, the legendary steeple at Hewley.
Edward, look out!
I didn't hit him, did I?
He ran into the trees there. I saw him. It was a fox.
I thought it was a dog.
It was a fox. Wasn't it, Edward?
I don't know. I didn't really see it. I just saw a sort of streak.
It was a dog, a brown dog, a Labrador or something.
It was a fox!
Emily, don't shout like that. It goes right through my head.
It was a fox. It was.
Well, whatever it was, we didn't hit him.
Anyway, we did see a fox last week. Lydia and me.
In London?
Of course it was in London. Where else did you think it would be? By the seaside. It was in a bin, along Half Moon Lane. We saw it when we were coming back from school.
What was it doing in a bin?
It was dead stupid.
Don't talk to Edward like that, please, Emily.
Sorry. But I said it was in a bin. Where else would it be in a bin?
Emily.
Sorry.
That looks like it there. Antique shop facing the cricket pavilion. The blue sun blind.
It's more like what I'd call a junk shop. Look at the state of that wardrobe there.
Can we come in with you?
Oh, it's not worth it. I'm only picking up the key. The house isn't here. It's in the next village.
How far away is that?
8 or 9 miles by road.
Why does the owner live so far away from his shop?
She doesn't live there. The house belonged to her mother. I think she put her in a home. Or perhaps she died. She won't be long.
I hope he isn't long. What's the time?
It's exactly... 3. What are those men doing with that roller?
They're rolling the cricket pitch. It's for cricket. Mind your window up there, Zalove.
Why? It's hot.
Because I don't like that smell, that's why.
Okay. I hope we get this house, you know.
You haven't even seen it yet. Suppose you don't like it.
I will like it. Edward described it to me.
He hasn't seen it yet either.
Yes, but he's seen a brochure from the estate agents. Mum?
Hmm?
Do you think it's very wrong to pray for things you want just for yourself?
No. I don't think it's wrong. I just don't think it does any good. Why?
Because according to the brochure, there's a field at the back of the house where you could keep a horse. And I was wondering if it'd be all right to pray to get a horse.
Well, you can try, but I don't think it'll do you much good. It costs money to keep a horse, you know, and God doesn't know anything about money. Don't you like living in London, Em? I thought you liked it there.
Well, I do. But I'd rather live in the country.
I think the country's a bit boring. It's just hay and animals and old men with red faces and dirty little hats on. Don't you think you might get fed up with it?
I don't know. Maybe. But in the country, people don't shout all the time, do they?
How do you mean?
You know, shout.
Who shouts? Who do you mean?
People. You know, people. They shout at night.
Well, I've never heard anything. You won't be too disappointed if for some reason or other we can't have this house, will you?
Will you be?
It might make life very difficult for me. I mean, for me to get to London in time for work at 9, I'll have to get up about 6 o'clock every morning. And I wouldn't get back until about 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening. I might even have to stay overnight sometimes. Who'll look after you? Who'll get your meals for you?
Edward. He does anyway.
Sometimes. We'd have to change schools, you know. Wouldn't you miss your friends, Lydia and Susan Reynolds and Shaka and Ben Jamal?
They could come and visit at weekends.
They might do, look, but I wouldn't bet on it. People say they're going to keep up with you, but they never do. Half the time they don't even notice you've gone away until you come back again. What's he doing in there? Can you see him? He's only supposed to be picking up a key.
He's talking to the woman. Maybe he knows her from when he used to live round here.
Edward never used to live round here. When did he used to live round here?
I don't know. Probably when he was younger.
No, he didn't. What makes you think that?
Well, the way he knows all these hills and that. I thought he might have lived here before he met us. When he had his other wife.
No, love, I think you've got hold of the wrong end of the stick. I expect he just knows it from the map. Jesus, we're never going to get there.
We've got plenty of time. It's only, 6 minutes to 3.
I know, but I've got a lot of packing to do this evening.
What time's your plane tomorrow?
You what, love?
What time's your plane?
4 o'clock.
Mum, can you go? Can I come and see you off?
No, you can't. It would be nice, darling, but you won't be back in time from school.
But I want to see you off.
It's out of the question, Emily.
But I want to see you when you get on the plane. I want to make sure you get on it.
I'll be all right. Now, just be quiet, please.
But I want to see you get on it.
Emily, don't shout. You're always shouting. Anyway, I might not go. I'm not sure yet.
I hope you don't. Such a long way. I know it's stupid. But sometimes, if I can't get to sleep at night, or I get woken up suddenly, when I look in my head, I always see an aeroplane flying along. Even when I don't want to, you know, I can still see it. Even when I keep my eyes open, then after about 5 seconds, it always starts falling down and down towards the sea. And it doesn't matter how hard I try, I can never make it keep flying.
Emily, come here. Emily, sweet. My sweet, sweet Emily, you mustn't have dreams like that. Promise me you won't ever again. Listen, I want to buy you something very special. Next weekend we'll go out shopping together, just you and me. We'll go to the big toy shop down Regent Street and we'll get you something really special. But you must promise me first not to think about this plane again, okay?
Okay.
That's a promise. I promise you.
Thanks. Those little children are trying to tie a white sun hat on their poodle. It doesn't want them to.
So we go through the churchyard, and it's a house on the far side overlooking the green with a white picket fence.
There's two apple trees in the front garden. You will see that some of the stones on the front of the house have been picked out in yellow and blue paint.
It sounds utterly charming. Was she an artist, your mother?
No. She just liked to brighten things up a bit with her paintbrush.
Yes, indeed. You must miss her very much. Now, you did give me the key, didn't you? Yes, that's right. Here it is in my pocket. I'll drop it by later on today.
If I'm not in, you can just pop it through the letterbox.
I say, this is rather nice.
It's a snuff box, 18th century, made by Samuel Pemberton of Birmingham. It has a Swiss radio-type movement.
Well, Dad, what a lot you know about these things. It's a wonderful sound, isn't it? So frail and ethereal and remote. Wonderful things you have here. Look at this magnificent sword.
That sword was carried at the Battle of Inkerman in the Crimean War. It's about 130 years old.
Was it really? It's still sharp. Oh, you must love it here, surrounded by all these lovely, dusty, smelly old things. Look at this splendid old rocking horse. Just the thing for a breezy gallop when the train's a bit slack.
It's not in working order. One of the rockers is broken. Here.
Ah, oh, so it is. What a pity. Where did you get this?
What?
This picture, this photograph of a girl in a white dress.
I don't know. Well, my husband was over at Clun the other day clearing a house. He brought back three tea chests full of books and diaries and old photographs. I think that was probably one of them.
How much do you want for it?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, give me 50p.
50p? I should think the frame alone is worth £5. What are you running, Mrs. Finzi? A business or a charity shop?
Well, give me what you like for it.
My dear Mrs. Finzi, I despair of you. Oh, it'll have to be £5 anyway. I haven't got anything smaller.
I can change it if you like.
No.
Well, if you're sure.
Quite sure. Cheerio.
Cheerio.
What kept you? You were only supposed to be picking up the keys.
Sorry. Fascinating woman. Do you know what she does when she gets bored? She shuts up the shop, sets all the musical boxes playing, then she climbs up onto that rocking horse with an old sword tied round her waist and makes believe she's a woman general riding into battle against the forces of darkness. And, of course, she insisted on demonstrating all this nonsense to me. Look after this for me, will you, Emily?
Who is it?
It's a woman in a white dress.
I can see that. Is she famous?
What does that matter? She's just a very beautiful woman.
Let's have a look. Pass it over, Emily.
Here. Her face is ever so pale.
I don't like her face. She looks secretive. Her face is like a mask. There's no expression on it.
Who asked you for your opinion?
Let's just get going, shall we?
I think the starter motor's gone.
Oh, Jesus.
Just be patient.
Keep trying. Try harder.
Pamela, for God's sake, I'm turning the key. How could I try harder to turn a key? No.
Jesus wept. What a place. Did you see the size of that commode in Emily's room?
She should have a life belt on the wall in case someone falls down it.
Are you sure there was no rooms at the hotel?
Yes, there's a cricket team on tour. All the rooms taken. This is fine. I like this. She asked me who was having the double room. She must have thought you and Emily were my daughters.
She wants her eyes testing if she does. You don't look that old. Oh, what a drag. Are you sure there's no garages open?
Pammy opens at 8 tomorrow. We'll be on the road again by 9. It's only a starter motor. It won't take him long. He can drive back via Clun and take a look at the house on the way. We should be back in London mid-morning. What time is your flight?
4.
You'll have plenty of time.
Will you be going on into work?
Have to. I can drop Emily off at school on the way. Unless you want me to take you to the airport.
No, that's all right. God, this bed's hard. It's got a very funny smell. I think it's damp. Maybe I should take out a little mirror and hold it just above the sheets.
Chap here has just gone into bat wearing a pair of ordinary brown walking shoes. I don't know. What's happening to this country, Pamela? Come over here a moment. I want to show you something.
Edward, I'm just having a lie down.
Come and look.
It's not this man's shoes, is it?
No, not that. You see those hills over there?
What hills?
There, where my finger's pointing, above the tree to the left of the church tower, just in line with the clock.
Those are just clouds.
No, they're not. That's the Clent and Licky Hills. And over there in the west, look, come round this side of me. Those are the Shropshire Hills.
Oh, yeah. Looks like the design you did for BMP. Oh, God, I'm so tired.
I don't think it looks like my design.
Yes, it does. It looks exactly like it. You want to get on to them about those, you know. It's time you heard something. Get on to them. Tell them you want a decision.
They gave me a decision.
What did they say?
They're not using them.
Oh, Edward. When did you hear?
Oh, I forget. About 10 days ago.
Oh, Edward.
What do you mean, oh, Edward? Stop saying, oh, Edward, like that. You sound like the bloody queen.
But you worked hard on
no,
them.
No, I did not. I did not work hard on them. I don't know the meaning of the word work. Anyway, I knew quite well when I did them they wouldn't use them.
Well, then, excuse me for asking, but why did you bother doing them in the first place?
I don't know, for fun. Why does anybody do anything?
Well, it's not usually for fun, I can tell you that. Why didn't you tell me?
It's not very interesting.
But they meant a lot to you. You said yourself they were the best things you've ever done.
I always say that. It doesn't mean anything.
Did they give you a reason?
They said they were old-fashioned, if you call that a reason. Fashion. What the hell has fashion got to do with it? It's just a word. It doesn't mean anything.
Fashion is a fact of life.
So am I a fact of life. I don't necessarily mean anything.
Well, anyway, I hope you're not too upset.
Of course I'm not upset. Don't be ridiculous. As a matter of fact, I'm glad. It'll give me more time for my tattooing.
Your tattooing?
Didn't I tell you? I'm going into partnership with Vic, the security guard at Pollitt's. We're going to run a mobile service, tattooing boiled eggs for the idle rich. Vic's doing the boiling, and I'll be handling the creative side of things.
Well, since you're in such a practical frame of mind, perhaps you'd tell me where you intend getting the money to buy a place round here. Anything round here is going to cost a fortune. I wish you'd never thought of it.
Don't worry. Everything will be all right.
Have you got a cigarette?
It's in my jacket pocket on the back of the chair. It's a lovely name, Clungenford. Huh. It's like lying in a field on a Sunday morning and hearing a bell ringing in the distance. Houseman used it in The Shropshire Lad.
What's The Shropshire Lad?
You work for the largest publishing company in Great Britain. You've never heard of The Shropshire Lad?
Apparently not. What is it?
It's a poem.
Sounds like the name of a pub. Oh, God, this bed is just unsleepable on. What time did you leave the party last night? Michael said you went early. Weren't you enjoying yourself?
No. The hostess refused to let me play my Shirley Bassey record.
Why didn't you tell me you were going? You're so bloody secretive.
I couldn't find you.
I was probably in the kitchen. I got waylaid by some bloke who was telling me about sexual perversions among the ancient Greeks. Apparently they used to screw statues, the dirty sods. Gallifolia or something.
Was he trying to pick you up?
Was who trying to pick me up?
This bloke at the party. Was he trying to pick you up?
No, he was a psychologist. It's not as common as it used to be, apparently. Your modern man's more into plastic dolls.
The effects of plastic on our civilization have been calculable. It's 4 o'clock. How about a walk? Why don't we walk over and take a look at the house this afternoon? We could ask the landlady if she'll do us a late supper.
I thought you said it was about 8 miles.
That's by road. There are footpaths through the fields. I saw them on the map. I should think they cut it down to about half the distance.
We still haven't got time.
Come on, it's a lovely afternoon. It wouldn't really matter if we got there or not.
Of course it wouldn't matter. What's the point of going somewhere if you don't get there?
Don't shout. There's no need to shout.
I'm not shouting. I'm sorry, I'm tired and I'm pissed off. You go. Take Emily with you and you can tell me what it's like when you get back. I've got work to do.
Where is Emily?
She's downstairs talking to Mrs. What's-her-name.
Are you sure you won't come?
Quite sure. Pass me that manuscript, will you? The pink folder on the dresser.
She's a very sensible woman, our landlady. She's never been to Shrewsbury in her life. This one?
Yes, pass it over.
Abdul slipped the wriggling little fish in between the slippery lips of her vagina and sat back, observing the girl with a smile. Does it feel good, he whispered, and he watched the little yellow tail delicately twitching back and forth between her pale thighs. The girl sighed and nodded, unable to speak. Her whole body, glistening with sweat, was moving convulsively, undulating and twisting on the cool silken sheets. Her lips twitched and stretched as the little tail flickered and flexed inside her, sending icy sparks of electricity flashing through her body. Suddenly, Abdul stood up and put on his jacket. Where are you going? She moaned. Oh, God, don't go. Don't go now. I'll be back in a minute, said Abdul. I'm just going out for some chips.
Get it here, please.
Are you going to publish this?
I don't know yet.
What's it supposed to be about?
Sex. I wouldn't expect you to like it. Give it to me, please.
Here. Your author knows as much about sex as a pig does about oranges.
Oh, yeah. And what the hell do you know about sex?
We'll see you later. We shouldn't be too late.
It's the starter or something. We'll be back mid-morning tomorrow. Emily and Edward have gone to look at the house. I said I had work to do, which is the truth, I do.
Oh, God, it's good to talk to you. I feel so damn nervous all the time. I keep thinking I'm going to be sick.
Here. 2 rooms, a sort of sitting room and a bedroom. Emily's got her own room. It's very pretty. Sort of oldie-worldy. There's a village green with people playing cricket. Mostly stockbrokers, I expect. There's even a duck pond with real ducks on it. What? Yeah, I suppose it is if you're about 89 years old and you like a quiet life. No, much better, much better. I feel stronger. I know I can go through with it now. I feel kind of more distanced. I feel as though it isn't really me. I'm watching myself. The awful thing is that sometimes I feel proud of myself, of how well I'm doing it. I mean, I've not had any rehearsals, you know. Oh, God, I'm so glad you were in. Do you ever worry about going insane? All right, then, not insane, but just losing control. Say, you break down and cry and you can't do anything about it. Or you sit down in a chair and then find you can't get up again.
No. No, that's the weird thing. It's like I said, I almost feel as though I'm an actress and I'm very sure of the part I'm playing. I've got a great belief in it and I want to play it well. I want to play it to the best of my ability. I want to make it work. But what happens with me? What happens with me is that when I'm alone in a room with a mirror, I go and stand in front of it and I force myself to look into my own eyes. I stare and stare at them for minutes on end. It's as if I'm scared to look away. I started doing it just now after they'd gone out. I went into the bedroom to get my bag and I caught my reflection in the mirror and I sat down and began staring at myself. And after a while, after maybe 3 minutes, the room behind me and everything in the mirror began to sort of waver about. Everything turned black. It was like there was a halo of blackness around me. The only thing I could still recognise were my own eyes. I felt as if I was I was like some kind of animal. Like a wolf. I know, yeah. A mere bloody vegetarian. Guilt, I suppose. Don't worry, I can handle it. But you know what? Do you know what I really wish? I really wish he'd be nastier. I wish he'd hit me or something. I think I'd feel better about it. Oh, don't listen to me. Take no notice of me. I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know. Sometimes I wonder if there's something the matter with me. Maybe there's some higher form of maturity I'd discover if I stopped thinking about... I don't know. God, I think I'd have to stop thinking about 90% of the things I think about if I really wanted to change. I'm stuck with my desires. That's all there is to it. I am my desires. Love, I better go now. I've got to get this manuscript finished. Listen. I've decided to tell him. That was yesterday. I was a wreck yesterday. I know you're only saying that because you're thinking of me, but I've been thinking about it. It's my life, and I don't want to go sneaking out of my own past like a dog with notes stuck on the bathroom mirror and all that bollocks. That was how my mother did it, you know. I never felt it was right. I couldn't respect her for it. No. I've made up my mind. I'm going to tell him tonight.
Well, I don't understand this at all. There's the churchyard, there's the green. Where's the house with the painted stones and the apple trees in the front garden?
Maybe she meant it's back on the other side of the churchyard.
But we've just come from the other side of the churchyard.
Ask that man over there. He might know.
What man?
There, in the cemetery, digging underneath that tree.
Oh, good idea. We'll go and ask him. Close the gate behind you.
Okay. Wait, don't go so fast.
You're not afraid, are you?
No, of course I'm not afraid.
The dead are nothing to be afraid of. Some of the best people in England are dead. See how nicely they keep their little patches of ground. This chap's got a little statue of a pigeon on top of his stone.
It's a tub, isn't it? Did you know that Mum's going to give away the old washing machine for a jumble sale? I heard her talking to a man on the phone.
No, I hadn't heard that.
You won't let her, will you?
Why not? It doesn't work. It's rusty. It's full of rain.
Well, if nobody else can use it, what's the point of giving it away? Why don't we just keep it?
Well, there's not much point in anybody having it, really.
I like it. I've always liked it. I liked it when it worked, and I like it now. And always will like it. Don't chuck it away, will you?
OK, we'll see if we can get a preservation order slapped on it.
Maybe we could take it with us when we move. And I could clean it up and have it in my room.
If your room's big enough, if we ever reach the house to find out if it's big enough. Excuse me, do you know where Byron Cottage is?
Byron Cottage? What's the name of the people?
Oh, there's no one living there at the moment. I think the owner's name was probably Lambert, an old lady.
Lambert? No, I don't think so.
It has a white fence. A white fence. Some of the stones are painted yellow and blue. It faces across the green towards St. Cecilia's.
St. Cecilia's? Well, you got the wrong church, my friend. This is St. Anthony's. You want Clun.
Well, this is Clun.
Clunton?
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. I was born here.
Edward?
Emily, be quiet. I'm afraid I don't understand.
Edward.
Emily, just go away and play a moment. I'm trying to talk to this gentleman.
Okay.
Oh, you must have took a wrong turning. Where have you just come from?
We've just walked over from Clungerford. We used the footpath. I'm certain it said Clun on the signpost.
Oh, you came that way, did you? Yes, I know the sign you mean. But what's replacing? The end bit's fallen off it. It should say Clunton.
Oh, I see. Clunton. Clunton. It never occurred to me.
Well, it wouldn't, would it? You're looking to buy this house, are you?
Yes, if we can find it.
Oh, it's a place for sale here. Old Patrick Adley's place. There, behind the post office over there. Council got him a flat in town near his married daughter. You want to look at that? Oh, it's a nice little place.
I'm sure it is, but it has to be Clun.
Oh, I see. You got family out that way?
No, it isn't that. I used to know the area vaguely. When I was at art school, I had a friend who lived there.
Uh-huh.
Her parents had a farm, and I stayed there one summer, a long time ago now. You know, I thought I didn't quite recognise the village, but things change so much. People knock old buildings down, put new ones up. I thought my memory was playing tricks on me. Do you know Clun at all?
Oh, sir. Got brother lives over there.
There was a grey house there, covered in ivy, overlooking the green. It had an ornamental pond in the garden and a marble statue of a woman. Is it that still there?
Mr. Sharman's place? Oh, yes, that's still there. Oh, was that the people you knew?
No, I didn't know them. I didn't know the Sharman family. Emily!
Coming!
Thank you for your help. Goodbye.
And good luck.
Edward, there was a boy there that was run over who was born on exactly the same date as me. The same year and everything. But even though we were born at exactly the same time, I'm older than him. It's queer, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's very odd indeed.
Did you say this wasn't the right place?
Yes, we took a wrong turning.
What about the house? We go and look at it tomorrow, when the car's mended.
Yes, don't worry. We'll make a point of seeing it tomorrow.
What if Mum's still worried about catching her plane to America?
You don't imagine, do you, that a little thing like catching a plane to America will be enough to put her off coming to see her new house?
We don't have time to go now, do we?
I'm afraid not. Shall I tell you something, Emily?
What?
It doesn't matter.
Hey, look at that tree over there by the gate. Like the picture of the tree you did that's above the mantelpiece in the living room. The gate's in exactly the same place, and everything's exactly like it.
No, it isn't. It's nothing like it at all.
It's exactly like it, if you ask me.
I think we should have invited that chap to come with us, you know. He seems such a sensible chap. We could have climbed up Breeden, the three of us together, and sat on the top looking down over the fields. We could have counted how many streams there are, and you could have made us laugh by telling us the names of all the villages we could see. Not their real names, but your own inventive names, better names. On the way down again, we could have told each other stories to help pass the time.
Stories? About?
Oh, anything. Dead kings, lost princesses, vanished lands.
Did you tell the man you'd been here before?
Were you listening to our conversation?
I only thought I heard you tell him that you'd been here before.
You know, Emily, it's very rude to listen to people when they're trying to lie convincingly. It puts them off. However, since you ask... Yes, I did tell him that, but it was only a lie, and I only told a lie to make him happy.
Why would telling a lie make him happy?
Well, it was probably a great relief to him to hear that we had a very specific reason for wanting to move to this area. Adults generally like to think they know what they're doing, and they can give reasons which will seem to explain their actions. The fact that I once used to know this area would seem to him a good reason for my wanting to come back here. I mean, he would assume that this was an area having happy association for me, and that I wish to reawaken these associations in my mind.
But that's not true. You didn't.
No.
I don't think he looked very happy. He looked just the same to me.
That's because he wasn't an actor. Ordinary people never look like their feelings.
When you were talking, I saw Greg with a man and his wife who both buried it, even though they both died at different times. How do they do that? They just dig it up again and put the other person in?
Yes, he does it. The man we were just speaking to.
I wonder if it ever happened that it accidentally trod on the coffin underneath and his foot went right through the lid.
I think you'll find they take special precautions in a case like that. The vicar will probably issue him with a pair of special ultra-lightweight boots.
You know your wife that died before you met us? You miss her?
Is this important?
But do you?
No, I don't miss her. Yes?
Carol says that when you hear the church bells ringing, it isn't really church bells. They use a record. Is that true?
Probably.
Should be getting back now. It's late. Hey, my watch is broken.
Oh, it's probably just stopped. Wind it up.
You can't wind these up. It's broken, stupid, horrible thing.
We'll get to another one, just the same. We'll go past the same garage on the way home tomorrow.
And I want this one. I like this one. Jeez, I only got it this morning.
Don't swear like that.
Mummy does. She says it all the time. Do you think she'll be very disappointed when she finds out we didn't get to see the house?
I think she'll be very disappointed indeed.
Don't lie there.
Why not?
It's on top of somebody's grave.
Oh, I'm sure they won't mind.
Aren't we going back?
Soon. I thought we might just lie here for a minute or two. Close our eyes and let the sun shine on our faces and try to fall into a state of contemplative ecstasy.
I don't want to. Edward, I'm hungry. Edward?
Shh. Listen. It's a nightingale. A very, very rare sound. You hardly ever hear one nowadays.
I hate this watch. How do you know it's a nightingale?
How do I know? Because it was on a record I borrowed once from the gramophone library. Bird Songs of the British Isles, Volume 4. I think it's the same bird. I think I recognise it. Let's go. We're late already.
So not only did he fail to see the house, he failed even to get to the right village.
I explained why to you. The end of the signpost was broken off.
But for Christ's sake, Edward, the wrong village. Didn't you have your little map with you?
Yes, of course I had the map with me, but that's an act of God. They don't mark acts of God on ordnance survey maps.
Mrs. What's-her-name kept asking where you were, and I kept saying you should be back any minute. You'd only gone 4 miles. I felt a complete fool.
Well, I apologised very nicely to her. Here, I got you a newspaper.
The Sunday Express? What did you get this rag for?
I like it. All human life is there. It was the only one you had left in the shop.
I detest it. Smug right-wing crap.
Anyway, it was very nice for to keep the food warm for us. What did you think of the food at the party last night?
I didn't. I wasn't hungry.
You should have tried the quiche. It was delicious.
I just told you I wasn't hungry. Why can't you listen?
They're still playing out here. I didn't indulge myself, but I think the cocaine was a particularly happy choice of icebreaker. Smiles all round, I noticed. At one point, I went to the toilet and found a chap standing fully clothed under the shower with a plate of chili in his hand. It's too hot, he kept saying. The fire risk is incredible. Who was the small bearded man with the bald head, wearing all the necklaces and jewellery and earrings and so on? You were talking to him.
Richard Topham.
Richard? I thought Richard Topham was your dentist.
He is.
A dentist with earrings?
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing actually wrong with it. I suppose he takes them out when he's working.
If you were shot by Richard, God knows what you made of Jonathan Reeves with the diamond stud in his nose.
Most of your friends are men, aren't they?
This is a man's world, sweetie, or haven't you noticed?
What did he do, that chap? He was so determined not to tell me what he did. I suppose now you'll tell me he's a solicitor.
He's the editor of Open Flap.
What's that, an aircraft magazine?
It's a girly magazine.
Why does he do it, if he's so ashamed of it?
He's not ashamed of it. When he took that magazine over 2 years ago, it was nowhere. Now it's the fastest-growing men's magazine on the market.
Then why wouldn't he tell me?
I don't know why not. Perhaps he thought it was boring, the way you kept asking him all the time.
He should have just told me. I'd have stopped. Anyway, as I tried to make conversation, I didn't really give a damn what he did. Why do people always feel they have to be so interesting?
Well, then maybe he didn't like the way you were asking him. I mean, you're so bloody polite, Edward. It's rude. It embarrasses people. You should try to be a bit more spontaneous. You're too reserved.
I was born reserved. I'm 53, Pamela. I'm too old for all that reggae or whatever it is. I felt out of place.
You always feel out of place, no matter where you are. It's not your age. It's you. You make no effort. You don't try. I don't know. You don't seem to care about anything.
Were there many celebrities there last night? I had the strong impression of being in the presence of many celebrities. The cut of the faces seemed so familiar.
God, you are so bitter, aren't you? You can hardly swallow it.
Hardly swallow what?
Nothing.
Come on, hardly swallow what?
Nothing. I didn't mean anything. It's just that you criticise all the time.
Oops, there's another wicket down. I don't know, the village doesn't seem to be doing very well at the moment.
Edward, can we have a serious talk?
Fire away.
I mean serious.
I'm listening.
I don't think this is working out between us.
Please don't start all this again.
What do you mean, all this?
Oh, for heaven's sake! There's another one gone, run out. One short of his 50, skidded in his brown shoes.
I want you to think about it. Please.
There's nothing to think about.
Look at us. We do nothing but argue all the time. We're not happy, are we? This is not happiness.
Happiness isn't sweet, you know. If you're happy just a few times in your life and you're damn lucky, you should get down on your knees and thank God for it. Not go around whining for more and more all the time. Doing all right, Pamela. Don't expect too much.
Doing all right isn't enough, damn you. I want more happiness. I will have it. We're not even lovers anymore. It's been months since you touched me.
So what? Have you finished with this paper?
What did you just say?
Murder, and the weapon was a piece of cheese. A chap here stabbed his wife to death with a wedge of Parmesan. Othello Frederici, a 53-year-old restaurant owner. They found traces of cheese in the wound. God, I detest passionate people.
Put it down. I'm trying to talk to you.
Talk to me. That's all we ever do. Talk, talk, talk. If you want to talk, go to a psychoanalyst.
God, what has happened to you?
There must have been one there last night. Was it the American? I got the impression that there's quite a high incidence of Americanism amongst the fancy. Or is that simply an illusion created by the vocabulary? How I hated those people last night. Oh, not the people. I didn't hate the people. It wasn't the people I hated. It was the life. The stupid, empty life. Oh, God. Things aren't going right for us at the moment, I know. You work too hard. And I'm not getting enough work. If only we could live here.
We could move out here. We could rest. We could have some peace and quiet again. If we've got time tomorrow, I'd like to show you the remains of the old church at Clun. There's a Roman pavement there. They unearthed it when they were knocking the church down. The extraordinary thing is, you can still see the designs on the tiles from 2,000 years ago. The sexton at Clunton told me about it. Come on, let's go and have a drink. We'll ask the landlady to keep an eye on Emily while we're out. That's better. We should be all right here. These out-of-the-way country pubs never close on time. You did want ice in it, didn't you?
Yeah. Who's that pompous old sod in the photograph there?
It looks like Elgar, the composer.
He looks as if somebody's stuck a poker up his arse.
He was a very sensitive man, was Elgar.
Yeah, he looks it.
The landlord must be a music lover. Have you heard Emily playing As With Gladness Men of Old on her recorder?
Yeah, I have.
Edward, I'm a bit worried about her, actually, at the moment. Do you think she's all right?
How do you mean?
She seems to get upset so easily these days. She shouts all the time. She started talking about the washing machine in the back garden this afternoon.
I know. She doesn't want me to get rid of it. She had a fit when I suggested we might give it away to a jumble sale.
Has she mentioned this business about Jesus' dog to you?
Jesus' what?
His dog. Susan Reynolds' grandmother has told them that if they read the Bible very carefully, it says somewhere that Jesus had a dog.
She's kidding you. She was having you on. She's a great kidder, is our Emily. She gets it from her dad. Eric was like that.
No, I think she meant it. She got so worried about the damn thing, she kept asking me who would look after it when Jesus was crucified.
It's a trick to get them to read the Bible all the way through. Spot the dog and win a prize. What did you tell her?
I said probably the Virgin Mary would look after it, or one of the disciples. Or perhaps one of his brothers was fond of dogs.
One of his brothers? Jesus never had any brothers.
He had four.
You're kidding. I never knew that. She got so upset about that calendar this afternoon. It's not like her.
I think maybe she knows something's going on in the house.
What do you mean?
Well, she must have picked up some hint that we were thinking of moving house. Sometimes I think the child's psychic. She seems to pick things up out of thin air. Maybe we should have told her from the very beginning.
I'm glad we didn't tell her. Anyway, this child mysticism is nonsense. She's fallen out with Lydia, that's what it is. She and Lydia aren't speaking to each other at the moment, she told me.
Do you want another?
No. You have one. Why's the landlord staring at me like that?
I don't know. Perhaps he's wondering if you're going to pick up all those little bits of cigarette packet you've been ripping up under the table.
Oh, I didn't notice.
Are you feeling all right?
Yes, I'm fine.
How did you spend the time while we were out this afternoon? Did you get the rest of that manuscript read?
Yes. Yes, I read the rest of that.
Are you going to publish it?
Yes, I think we will. I think it's rather good.
It looked like complete rubbish to me.
Oh, I know you wouldn't like it. I wouldn't expect you to like it. But I like it. I think most people will like it. Most thick ordinary people.
Oh, stop being so relentlessly democratic. This is hopeless, pretending mediocre things are good or interesting. And all it is they make a lot of money. It's ridiculous and dishonest. Why not admit it? Nobody cares a damn anyway.
All right, then. Since you insist, yes, we'll do it for money. So that the company can pay me a good wage. So that I can pay the mortgage. I can pay the heating bills. I can pay the food bills. I can pay the electricity and the telephone. And for the bloody car when we get it mended tomorrow.
These authors, when you take them out to lunch or whatever, do they appear to be ashamed of themselves? I mean, do they look furtively around the restaurant and hope no one recognises them?
No, quite the contrary.
It all seems so damn childish. Imagine your friends knowing that's how you make your living. I think I'd rather be a tramp than do that.
Yeah, if only someone would ask you. You never get shit on your shoes, do you? You leave that up to me. You're so proud of your honesty, Edward, but look at you. What have you ever done?
I've worked. What has anybody else ever done?
proud. I don't understand, that's all.
My legs are a bit stiff from the walk this afternoon. I'm out of training. If we get the house, I'm going to take up walking again as a hobby. I used to love walking when I was younger. You're looking at me in a very strange way. What is it?
I'm going to bed. What time is it?
2:50, according to the church clock.
It can't be.
I must be getting the hands mixed up. It must be 10:15.
God, isn't there a radiator or something in this bedroom?
You're not really cold, are you?
I'm freezing.
There's a radiator under the basin.
I'm putting it on full. Are you going to stay up and read for a bit?
Yes, I think I will stay up for a while.
Switch it off when you come to bed then, won't you? God, it's like a breeze block, this bed. Good night.
Good night. People from the past are so quaint, aren't they? Even the geniuses. It says here that Edison thought a major use for the phonograph would be for recording the last words of the dying.
He should have been at the party last night. He'd have soon found out what phonographs were for. Is that still that crap about John McCormack?
Listen to this. So simple the construction and so readily available the materials required for the phonograph, the event of sound recording, unlike photography, could have taken place 2,000 years ago.
It's a shame they never thought of it at the time. We could have had a live recording of the crucifixion. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Version in dub.
Do you really think that's funny?
Not bad for off the cuff.
No, I meant, do you think that that's a fit subject for humour? Or do we not bother to distinguish between such things anymore?
Are you being serious?
I'm asking you a question.
Oh, read your book.
It's a serious question. Do you really think it would have been funny or interesting to make records of Jesus on the cross? I'm sure it would do very well economically, but that's not quite what I'm asking.
All right. You want to talk about religion? Let's talk about religion. I want you to lay off Emily. I want you to stop filling her head with all this stuff about Jesus and God. She's my daughter, and I don't want her growing up with the same shit I grew up with. I've told you what I think about the church. I detest the bloody church. It's taken me years to get over that shit.
I don't talk to her about the church. The church doesn't interest me. I just don't want her to grow up believing, like every other stupid, smug, narrow-minded bugger, that everything can be explained, that everything can be counted and quantified and classified and filed away. I don't want her to be ashamed of not understanding. I want her to grow up with some respect for life. I want her to grow up with a sense of the mystery at the heart of life.
You make it sound like a school dinner.
Ah, my pet. So relentlessly flippant.
I'm serious, Edward. You're lucky you weren't brought up religious. You think you found bloody Treasure Island the way you go on. Well, I was. I know what it's like to have the priest come round and your mum gives him your bloody dinner because she says you're not hungry when in fact you're bloody starving. I'm finished with it, and I don't want my daughter going through it.
I know the appalling way you were brought up is a source of great pride to you, Pamela. Don't take everything so damn personally. I get so tired. I get tired of pretending to understand. I get tired of pretending to know what I'm talking about.
I'm not surprised. You do it all the bloody time.
You're such a clever girl, Pamela. Such a...
Don't read your book, Edward. Edward. I am talking to you. I said don't read your bloody book when I'm in the middle of talking to you. You're like bloody Houdini, you. You just disappear in the middle of a conversation.
You're so proud of yourself, aren't you? You're so proud of your innocence and your sensitivity, but you don't bloody fool me. I see right through you. You're a liar. You're just another one of those liars. Healing the sick, eyesight to the blind, resurrection of the dead, immaculate bloody conception, which is the only kind of conception you seem to know anything about. Makes me physically ill. Do you know, it makes me physically ill to hear that little kid going on about Jesus and nails and blood and suffering. It's lies. Sick, morbid lies. And it's us that has to suffer. We're the ones who have to pay for your lies. You think you're the only sensitive person in the world, you and your feelings, but I know what you are. I'll tell you what you are. You're just a born-again Christian who designs wallpaper for chain stores that don't even fucking want them.
Shut your fucking mouth!
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Don't touch me!
Your nose is bleeding.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. No, please leave me. Please leave me alone. I'm all right. I'm all right. Edward, I'm leaving you tomorrow.
What do you mean?
I'm not going to America. I'm leaving you.
Where are you going?
I have someone.
Who is it? Is it, someone I know?
No. No. It isn't anyone you know. So, you see, there's not much point in my looking at this house.
Oh, I... No, I can't see that.
Well, say something. Aren't you going to say something?
I can't think of anything to say.
It's the only way, Edward. Look at us. There's nothing. Just nothing.
One shouldn't expect too much, you know.
Why do you say that? Please don't talk like that. Why do you talk like that? Sometimes I don't understand you at all. You've changed so much. You're so... bitter and cynical. You talk as if you hate everything and everybody. You don't seem to care anymore. You don't talk to me. Even when you've got problems, you just make a joke out of it. Sometimes I feel as if I've never really known you at all. You never speak about your life before we met. You've never, ever, ever talked about your first wife. I don't even know her name. Do you realise that? It's hopeless.
That's quite correct. I think too much about the past. I don't seem able to stop myself.
Well, you might at least have tried to talk about it.
What's there to say? It's just the past. I don't know what to say about it.
But you could have tried. You could have tried. You don't even try.
Well... Sometimes I feel a thing rising up in me and it makes me forget about everything. I feel as if it flies out from me, takes hold of some strong, unknown thing beyond. I'm not sure what to call it.
What are you trying to say?
I don't know.
Anyway, it's for the best for all of us. I can't go on like this.
No, I do realise that.
Mom? Mom?
You'd better go and see about your nose. You have blood on your gown.
Yes. Don't say anything to her, will you? Not yet.
Mummy's gone to bed, Emily. She's very tired. What is it?
Can you turn the television down, please? I can hear it.
All right, sweetheart. Come in.
I television woke me up. You had it on too loud.
I'm sorry about that. I've turned it off now.
It was not the table over.
I did. I bumped into it when I was getting up. Does that phone still work?
Yes. Why were they shouting?
I don't know. It was only an old film. We weren't really watching it.
I had a nightmare.
Then come and sit here on my lap and tell me about it.
All right. I dreamed that we were walking in the cemetery we were in, and you said we had to go and take shelter. So we went and sat down under a tree. It was horrible and dark and cold and wet. You kept saying we had to stay there.
Then I was being extremely sensible, wasn't I?
Yes, but it was like that under the tree. Everywhere else the sun was shining. And then there was a woman lying on the ground. She had on a white dress like the one in that photograph you brought. She was wearing makeup, but her face was very pale and her eyes were closed. You kept looking at her. You were smoking a cigarette, and the smoke was drifting over to where she was drifting all around and through her, and kind of inside her, as though she wasn't really there. And then you said you had to go and ask her something, because you said she knew about cars. And you began turning into smoke too, and you began drifting and mingling into her. And when there was only your arm left, you held out a cigarette to me and said I should have a smoke of it.
Oh. And did you?
Well, I woke up then. What time is it?
Go and look. You can see the church clock from that window.
Oh, it says, 10 to 3.
It can't be 10 to 3.
It says 10 to 3.
Let me see. So it does. It must have stopped.
Maybe the vicar forgot to wind it up.
Yes, he's probably gone out dancing somewhere and forgotten all about it.
I think this dog here is lost. It's just walking up and down and barking and barking. Shall I ring for the police to come and get it?
First thing tomorrow. If he's still there, we'll call the police first thing in the morning.
Are we still going to look at the house tomorrow, when the car's mended?
I'm afraid not, Bert.
Well, why not?
We didn't have time, unfortunately.
Oh, well. I didn't really think we'd go and look at it anyway.
Didn't you? Why not?
Because, if you think about it, in the old calendar, because this is September the 10th, we aren't really here, really, and none of this is really happening, is it? Not really.
No, I suppose it isn't. Not really.
Oh, I'm tired. I'm going into Mum.
Don't wake her up if she's sleeping. Don't bang the door.
No. Good night.
Emily?
What?
Anything can make you happy, you know. A bird singing, or a big woman with a red face hanging out the washing on a windy day. It doesn't always have to be an important thing.
Why are you telling me that?
I thought you ought to know, really.
Diana Quick played Pamela and Charles K. Edward in Dreams, Secrets, Beautiful Lies by Robert Ferguson. Emma Glasner was their daughter Emily, Ellen McIntosh was Mrs. Finzi, and Alan Thompson was the sexton. The play was directed by Richard Imeson.